Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Colts Mailbag. I'm Jeffrey Goldman. Joining me, the Colts Director of Media Content, former longtime head of the PR department, Craig Kelly. And Craig, it's with mixed emotions we do this mailbag. The last couple of weeks, I mean, we were looking up and up and up, but when the playoff time comes and the team loses, everything comes to a screeching halt.
It's like, Jeffrey, it's like you put a needle to a balloon. It's the 30th season I've been through, and the finality when it comes, it's just you can't really describe it. You know what it's going to be when it happens. You hope it doesn't come. You hope you can stave it off as long as you can, but you have to play well enough to do it, and that's something we didn't quite do.
43-22 was the final score at Foxborough, and I'll tell you, last week on the mailbag, like I said, everything was looking up. We paired up well with this team. Glad we caught New England in Foxborough, but they definitely showed that day they were the better team.
Well, they did. And you have to make the admission. You can't sugarcoat things, and that's one of our answers coming up. But we played well during the season. We won 11 games. We won the division. We were undefeated in the division. We were one of the top teams. We got to the final eight. That's not quite good enough. That's not what we play for. But, you know, the final eight beats a step where we got to last year.
Something to hold your hat on, which I love the stat. Three of the four teams remaining, the Colts have beaten. So that's definitely something.
Well, you live with that. It makes you feel good, but it also makes you feel bad, too. And you look at the quarterbacks. You have two veteran quarterbacks on this side of the conference championship. You have two second-year guys on the other side, or two young guys anyway. It's just really, it shows you that the league is there for the taking.
Definitely. So, let's get to your questions at the Colts Mailbag. Chip from Cumberland, Maryland says, in the third quarter, he's speaking, of course, about the divisional playoff game. In the third quarter, we were down only 7 points when a blatant trip sent Andrew Luck to the turf. As with many instances this year, the referees missed it. One play later, we punt, and LeGarrette Blount has a long TD. Is that trip something that the coach could have challenged?
Chip, that's a really good question. That's one reason this mailbag exists. There are functional questions that can be asked to inform viewers and people in the mailbag. Replay can correct things on the field, Jeffrey, as you know, but you wouldn't go back and look at a play to see if a flag should have been thrown. While you're not going to editorialize a call, but millions of viewers saw that. A few of them probably had the same question as Chip did. Chip took the onus to write in and see, but you cannot correct a non-flag in a replay situation, but that's a really good question.
Let's move on. Jorge from Mexico City says, in the preseason, some fans were asking to get a high-caliber wide receiver. Since then, I believe in the skills of Griff Whalen, T.Y. Hilton, Levon Brazil, and now Derek Rogers. Will the Colts develop their talents or get a new wide receiver? And also he wants to know, do you think Donald Brown is going to be with the Colts next year?
Well, we'll talk about the receivers. You know, T.Y. Hilton now is a star. I mean, we saw him line up in every position along the line in the receiver sets and prosper everywhere he went. He became a guy that you account for. I mean, New England did it last week. He still had a 100-yard game. Reggie Wayne says he's going to be back, he's going to be healthy. You know, this time last year in the spring, Griff Whalen was here, worked very, very hard. He started the season with us, was down a little bit, then came back and proved himself. I think he proved that he is physical enough to play in this game and he can return punts. Levon Brazil was here all during the spring and all during training camp. He did have a 4-game absence for us. You want to see the consistent growth, and we saw some of it in New England. You want to be that on a consistent basis. Derek Rogers was in Buffalo in training camp. He used an opportunity here. He's on the come. He's not quite there yet, but you know we are developing talents. George, you're right. I think we have a lot to be happy with here. Whether we go with somebody in the draft or free agency, who knows? DHB, whether he's back, we don't know. As for Donald Brown, Donald came through. He was our leading rusher, did a great job. He's as professional as the day is long. You really root for a guy like him. I remember talking to one of the coaches back in the spring. They just said he's the most professional guy that we have in our room all the time. I asked Donald yesterday, you know, was there anything about what you did this year that you were happy to show the fans that you had that they might not have known? He said, no, not really. It's not about showing fans. It's all about playing for them and playing for your teammates and being ready and professional at the moment.
John from Belrose, New York says, well, it was fun. The final result showed how weak as a team we really are. We need a lot of new players. Andrew got beaten, but should only get better next year. I'm looking forward to it. Disappointed, but proud. Let's go, Colts.
John, we had a letter from you earlier this year where you were very, very critical of Kobe Fleener. I said, hey, give the guy a shot. I think there's something there. I wasn't the only one. I didn't see something nobody else saw. But then in the middle of the season, you said, hey, you're right. I gave Kobe a chance. You know, we aren't a weak team. We had a bad day in New England. That's We're not going to sugarcoat it and say it was a great day. It wasn't. We gave up a lot of rushing yards. We gave up the second most rushing touchdowns in a playoff game in history. It wasn't one of our greater moments, but we're not a weak team. 12-6, division winner, undefeated in the division. People are going to say it was a weak division. Hey, we won the games that were assigned to us. We went one step further in the playoffs than we have been. We got to the final eight, so I wouldn't call that weak. I would call it disappointing at the end. I think there's resolve that we saw in the locker room, and certainly the feelings of disappointment still palpable around the building, as well they should be. You don't play to get to this round. You play to go on beyond this round. You know, Chuck Pagano has lost in each round of the playoffs the last 3 years, mm-hmm. the title game with the Ravens,
yeah.
And then the first two. So he's been to this point before. He's been in the playoffs 7 times. It's tough when you get to this far, but you're not a weak team if you make it.
Let's move on. Toby from Henryville, Indiana, says, is it true that the Colts are releasing Adam Vinatieri? Mm-hmm. I just want to say that the guy has saved the Colts from many losses. I would like some answers. He demands answers, Craig.
Hey, down in Henryville, they're tough, resilient people. We know that. Great fans down there. Hey, we wish we had an answer for you. Adam, certainly 35 field goals out of 40. I think he's hit 43 of his last 46 inside 50. He's professional. Bill Belichick called him a surefire Hall of Famer, sure, if there ever was one. So that comes from high praise for a guy that saw Adam early on, and that still says, I still see him knocking down 50-yarders right down the middle. Adam right now is going to be one of those unrestricted free agents, one of those 18. So we'll see how that goes. You put such a big value on special teams, the number of games decided by close margins. Hope it works out. We're going to see. Again, we can't do Ryan Grigson, sure, and Chuck Pagano's business for them. There's a lot of business to attend to. As soon as that final gun sounded, that shifted our gears into offseason. We hate to do it. We'd rather be hosting San Diego, yeah, or playing Denver this week. We're going to have those answers. We just don't have them right now. But, Adam Vinatieri is always an answer to a problem.
And definitely one of the greatest kickers of all time. And like you said, if we could keep them all, we would. But we're going to leave that up to Ryan Grigson, Chuck Pagano, and Jim Irsay to develop this team. Like we said, again, 2-14 a few years back, 11-5.
So they are the stewards of this, yep, team. I think Colts fans know that we're in pretty good shape. You have great leaders out there in Jim and mm-hmm. Ryan and Chuck. And we'll put our faith in them and go from there.
Can't wait for the 2014 season. You can get all your Colts information on Colts.com. This is the mailbag. Go to Colts.com/mailbag to have your questions answered by Craig. For Craig Kelly, I'm Jeffrey Gorman. This is the Colts Mailbag.